This is fake news. My name is Nicole Gonzalez. Episode number one is here. Today's episode is titled, A New Xbox Console? If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors.
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Okay, let's get to it.
That said, there is a long way to go, and Microsoft is keen to point out that it won't be phasing out consoles anytime soon. It's unclear what exactly they have planned in terms of new consoles, but their immediate hardware plans include an Xbox embedding on your TV. Microsoft said it is already working on a new Xbox console and is also bringing Xbox technology to TVs and other devices. A new report has surfaced that says Microsoft may be planning to release a new Xbox console within the next year. While Sony set out to completely change the industry with its next-generation consoles, Microsoft continued to lay the foundation for what might happen in the next few years, a powerful platform that could once again make Xbox the best place to play. From day one, it has thousands of games to play, and they all seem to perform better on the console than ever before. But the broad appeal of this product may depend on your alliance in the latest generation position in the process. Like all Xbox One consoles, as the focus shifts to Xbox Series 10 and Series S, Xbox One X is rapidly approaching its final stage in the market. Almost all new versions will also land on Xbox One. This year's episodes include FIFA 21, Fortnite, Rainbow Six, Siege, and Assassin's Creed Valhalla, all of which have been confirmed for new consoles. First, the new console can play thousands of games released for the original Xbox, Xbox 360, and Xbox One, and Microsoft has a convenient tool to view them. Sony is also focusing on improving game immersion with its new DualSense controller and continues to provide exclusive features, while Microsoft is relying on the pure value proposition of Xbox Game Pass to bring people into its ecosystem. Two subscribed game consoles, you can play a large number of existing Xbox games, a list of new games that can be played on the existing Xbox One. The continued focus on PC games and game streaming services mean no matter what you have hardware, you will most likely pay Microsoft to play its games. This means that in the next few years there will not be any Xbox Series 10 exclusive products to push you to upgrade. This has been criticized a lot in our roundup, but this is an affordable consumer method. Series 10 will continue to provide the highest level of family quality. Xbox. Of course, games that are not developed by Microsoft's own studios may be another matter. The studios must decide whether they want to develop their games for Xbox One and Series 10, or it may be Microsoft's proprietary games. The studio may transition to the X series within a few years. The good news is that all Xbox One games can be run on the new console, so you can buy games such as Hitman 3, Star Wars Squadron, and Resident Evil Village for your current Xbox, knowing that they will be updated after the update runs better. And if you're not tied to an Xbox console, we've found Google Stadia to be a good alternative for playing many of these great games straight from the cloud without having to buy additional hardware. If the only reason you're buying a new console is for new games that you can't play on your existing Xbox One, we don't think you should rush into new games. Generation is gone. If you can resist, Microsoft should have more Xbox Series 10 devices, as well as the promise of more console-exclusive games. There was also some concern that attempts to continue supporting the Xbox One could hold back the release of Microsoft's next-gen games, which could give Sony an edge as it could focus its full attention on new hardware. But current world events have made it difficult to buy new game consoles, including older Xbox consoles. For example, a retailer recently offered the Ultimate Assassin's System package for $744, which included Series 10 and Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Hitman 3, a 3-month Xbox Game Pass, a $20 GameStop card, and an extra controller. Amazon often sells Xbox controllers and accessories, while Best Buy usually sells more games. One of the reasons for the shortage of Xbox Series 10 and Series S has to do with scalpers who assemble a large number of next-gen consoles into one large collection and then sell them at exorbitant prices. We charge thousands of dollars for a $499 game console. In order to help consumers transition, Microsoft has launched an intelligent delivery system. Most of the system's proprietary games and some third-party games will be used to provide free updates from Xbox One games to Xbox
Series 10S in the early days. Start the console. Xbox Series 10 and Series S are high-end and low-end versions, which are comparable to Xbox One X and Xbox One S models, respectively. All games developed for this series of models can be played on these two systems. Xbox One X. Xbox One X is the best alternative to next-generation game consoles because it supports games up to 4 Kelvins and has consistent performance in newer versions. 7 years later, Microsoft discontinued the Xbox One, and a new generation of game consoles was born. Each generation has brought huge changes to console games, and Microsoft's successor on Xbox One is no exception. From exclusive games such as Devil's Soul and Return on PS5 to attractive new quality features such as fast recovery and faster FPS on Xbox Series 10, Sony and Microsoft are doing their best to win the hearts of this generation. Plus, there are exciting console exclusives like Halo Infinite. The Xbox Series S will continue to roll out new additions for years to come, making the console a profitable long-term gaming investment. However, with increasingly complex games and the newest Xbox Series 10 and Series S accelerating this trend, the console won't get support in the future. The biggest change to Xbox Live has to do with capturing and streaming games, an area that Microsoft has followed Sony for a generation. Xbox Game Pass makes this all the more tempting, making it a perfect complement to the design of an all-digital game console. Both subscriptions include 24 months of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, giving you access to hundreds of Xbox games, including Halo, Gears, Forza, and Elder Scrolls franchises. Microsoft Xbox All Access provides you with S-Series game consoles, as well as Game Pass Ultimate and Xbox Live Gold at $20.99 per month for 24 months. This has been Fake News, Episode 1. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.